And with me is Louisa Milano. She is a speaker, an author, and most importantly, a certified executive and embodiment coach. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what you do here at Thrive.
Well, aside from trying to see how many people I can make laugh in a given day, I also lead a community of female entrepreneurs who have decided that they are done with having to choose between success and sustainability, and they want to grow their business, but do so in a sustainable way from the inside out.
You know, this is such an appropriate conversation because today is Radio St. Pete Day. And it is also on March 8th, International Women's Day and Women's History Month. Talk to me a little bit about the special challenges that the imposter syndrome and women trying to be perfect, women launching businesses. Tell me some of the stumbling blocks and opportunities that you coach and counsel on.
I love that question. So just today, we had a conversation, a masterclass really in the community with a dear friend of mine and leader in the AI space, Ann Murphy. And we talked about imposter syndrome and how often women see it, recognize it, and they think that it's something they need to vanquish. Oh my gosh, imposter syndrome is horrible. I can't have imposter syndrome. I've got to get rid of it. I've got to vanquish it. And what we explored today that I think is so potent for not just women in women entrepreneurs, but any woman in business or in any leadership capacity is, what if it wasn't a bad thing? What if you could recognize it, be aware to it, notice when it shows up, and then go, oh, hi, imposter syndrome. You showed up. You're in the car, my car of life. And you get to be in the car and you get to sit in the back seat, but no, you can't ride shotgun. No, you can't control the radio, but we can walk for a bit. And maybe there's something to learn or get curious about rather than we notice when it comes up and then it becomes this thing that we have to get rid of and we have to eradicate.
You know, you say something on your website, LouisaMilano.com. It isn't just Herlocity, which is your group, isn't just another business platform or community. It's a movement designed to help you cultivate a thriving business that fuels your purpose, productivity, income, and personal growth. And your soul does not live on a spreadsheet.
Yes.
Wow. Talk about that.
Yes. So my BHAG, for those of you that are familiar with what a BHAG is.
I want to be a BHAG.
Big, hairy, audacious goal.
Yes, yes. Is to have holistic entrepreneurship be as essential as a business plan for women in business across the globe. And when I talk about holistic entrepreneurship, it is recognizing and acknowledging that it is important to have a why. Why do we do what we do? Why is it important? But then taking it a step further and going, we also need the strategy and we need the execution. Action is where rubber meets the road. How do we get in action and stay in action and do it in a way that feels true to us versus this is the way my fingers are up in air quotes, should do it. This is the way I've been taught. This is what society says I should go for or I should do. But do it in a way that feels true to us. And then taking it even one step further, which is asking ourselves, who do I get to become along the way of building this business, of bringing strategy and execution to the mix and being clear on my way? Who do I get to become? Not who do I have to, who must I, who ought I, who do I get to become?
What an incredible message as we celebrate Women's History Month. And I see that you are involved with St. Pete Girl Boss, some of these great organizations in St. Petersburg, Women in Electronics, Entrepreneurs Organization. Talk to us about the importance of community engagement, civic participation, and most importantly, networking.
We have come so far as a society in the last 400 years. And we are on the brink of an emergence of a new way of leading, one that is collaborative, one that cultivates sovereignty and that looking inward for ChatGPT can give me information, but truth isn't in ChatGPT. Truth isn't in Claude. Truth isn't in anybody outside of myself. But can we slow down enough to get quiet and look inside? And then when we do, go, who are the other humans in my orbit or the other communities or the other spaces that are like-minded that will cultivate more me-ness in me and whom I can cultivate more you-ness in you? And community does that. It creates, it connects, it brings people together, not just to like all agree with each other, but sometimes to offer a different perspective. Today, what I loved about the event that we held is we didn't all agree. We had different points. We had different perspectives. And it was okay to put it all on the table and get curious about it. And then that sort of ties to the networking and the civic participation when we have a diversity of thought. When we go, okay, this isn't the right way to do this, but are there other perspectives? Are there some other colors that I can put on the canvas? And then we bring that to the forefront. It becomes less about you're right on this side of the table and I'm wrong on this side of the table or this aisle or that aisle. And it becomes about what are we really going for? What do we want to create? And how can we create more possibilities together that lead to a better future for all of us?
Well, if you just turned in to Radio St. Pete, I'm Nanette Weiser. We're talking with Louisa Milano, a neighbor at Thrive DTSP. She's a speaker, an author, and an executive and embodiment coach. And I want to ask you about the author part. Yeah. You and your little niece, Dinah, created I Believe in Me, How Little Ideas Become Big Dreams. Tell us about your book.
Oh, my goodness. So I set out on that journey to mentor my niece, who is a young entrepreneur. I believe in multi-generational cultivation of entrepreneurial energy and this idea that this ethos that I believe in, which is entrepreneurship is the ultimate expression of freedom and purpose. And my niece said, Auntie, I want to write a book. And I thought, oh my God, what an incredible opportunity for me to mentor my niece and teach her all these things that I know. And friends, the best part, and maybe you're already sensing where I'm going to go with this, she was my greatest teacher on patience, on love, on surrender, because she doesn't have all the layers of thinking that I do. So she would just simplify things, and the book gets across the finish line, and it got an award last November.
A gold award for mind, body, and self-esteem. I'll brag on you. The Moonbeam Children's Books Awards. This is not some make-believe awards. This is the real deal. How fabulous. You can get the book on Amazon.
Yes.
And tell us how people can sign up for your blog and tell us about your website and tell us about how we can work with you as a coach.
Yeah. So my work as a coach, I have one-on-one work. It's holistic business coaching, and it's about the inner and outer systems that fuel success and sustainable scalability. Don't try to say that three times fast. So there's that work one-on-one with me. There's Herlocity, which I'm so proud of. In a world that looks to monetize everything, it is a free community to join, and it will always be that way because I want the barrier to entry for women who want to explore this idea of, wait, you mean there's a world where I don't have to choose between success and between sustainability and success and my well-being? Wait a second. I want to know more about this. So there's Herlocity and all the women across the globe who show up to their business and to themselves in service of that. And then there's a small group accelerator called Expand, which is for women that are on the journey to close the gap between 100K and 250K. And it's a five-month program with a promise of a 50% lift in revenue.
You know, you served as a Colorado Governor's Fellow and has board positions in the public and private sectors. You do a lot of a coaching scholarship for emerging Latina talent, and you divide your time between St. Pete, Denver, and Arizona. What do you love about St. Pete? Tell us.
How much time do we have today?
It is not only Radio St. Pete Day, but it is Celebrate the Mayor and the City Council and City of St. Pete. Tell us your top three reasons you love it here.
Yeah. Number one is the people. And you may be listening going, okay, easy button, the people. One of the most impactful experiences that I've had of St. Pete is seeing, and it moved me, I can feel the kind of the emotion coming up in my chest, is right after the hurricane, I'm a part of a community that is incredible called St. Pete Girl Bosses. If you don't know about them, go to Google and look it up. I promise you won't regret it. And seeing on the Facebook group the women rallying around each other. And by the way, St. Pete Girl Boss is incredible, but I know this was happening all throughout St. Pete. People dropping what they were doing to help people pull down their drywall, clean up their backyard, their front yard, remove debris, remove trees. This way of GSD giving a you-know-what about each other. People talk about it. St. Pete bees about it. We put our money where our mouth is. We care about each other. And I've seen it all the way from the mayor at public events and the way he speaks. I'll never forget. It was about 6 months ago. And before he started the State of the Union for the city, he said, I'm going to share an invocation. And he spoke into the whole room in such a potent way that he created this golden thread. At least that was my experience. Through the whole room that wove the whole conversation. And I go, this is it. This is leadership. It's from the top down and from the bottom up.
That is a huge kudo for our city. And Louisa, I want to thank you for being here. You folks, you're going to hear from Louisa Moore. She's going to join us for some Ask an Expert coaching tips. So for Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Thanks, Louisa.
Thank you.